This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico. More than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Is the Chinese economy stirring from its post-COVID slumber? Some data out this morning suggests maybe. That's going to get us started on the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Will Bain with you again today. Great to have your company as we kick off another week here on the Marketplace Morning Report. Yeah, positive economic data in China. Not something we've said for a little while, is it? A little earlier, I spoke to the BBC's Asia business reporter, Nick Marsh, and I asked him if the data was merely interesting or important or both.
I'm glad you called it interesting, Will, because I'm going to give you some factory output data.
We're all here. Easter eggs at the ready for it.
Good, good. Okay. I know it's an early morning program. So factory output is up for the first time in 6 months. And China being the sort of manufacturing powerhouse that it is, you use things like factory output, factory data as an indicator of the country's health. And the fact that it's up for the first time in 6 months is good news, because if you've been following what's been happening in China for the past year or so, the country's going through a really tough time economically. You know, growth being very low, youth unemployment is actually very high. You've got this really bad property crisis going on there as well, which is having all kinds of bad knock-on effects for ordinary people in China. So when you get these, this data coming out, that shows that there is a small amount of recovery going on, but the problems do still run deep. You know, this is an economy that makes things, it builds things to drive growth. But if you kind of end up building too much, as has happened with the houses and the apartments, you get these dangerous property bubbles. So, you know, transitioning to new ways of creating prosperity, that's going to be the big long-term challenge for China. But, you know, encouraging figures nonetheless.
That's the BBC's Nick Marsh reporting there. And Chinese stocks shuffled up a little higher on that news as we check in on the numbers now. Yeah, the mainland Shanghai Composite Index closed up more than 1.5%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong closed just shy of 1%. Some news breaking in Europe this morning as well, affecting an American tech major. Sounds like Microsoft is going to sell its Teams video and chat service separately from the rest of its Microsoft Office bundles. The Reuters news agency among those reporting the move, as it looks Microsoft, that is, to head off what we know has been a long-running European Union competition probe into the selling of Teams. The party of the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has suffered its heaviest ever defeats in local and mayoral elections across the country. The main opposition CHP party won in the five largest urban centres, including the capital Ankara and the financial hub Istanbul, where supporters celebrated late into the night.
We feel incredible. We are living a day that we have been waiting for years.
We want to see a more free country where the economy is better. Turkey is way below its potential, and we believe that it can show larger development.
Well, top billing for voters, as you heard there, you guessed it, was the economy, as journalist Victoria Craig in Istanbul explained.
Inflation is running at just under 70%. And at the same time, interest rates have risen to 50%. Some of the irony, if I can call it that, in these elections is that President Erdogan put in place a new economic team. He put together a new finance minister, a new central bank governor, and their mandate really was to solve this inflation problem. And that's what we've seen with this interest rate rising to 50%. The problem is that the president has himself enacted fiscal policy measures that counteract what the central bank has been doing. And so in January, he raised the minimum wage by 49%. And all that did was add more money to people's pockets that they then went and spent, therefore pushing prices higher and fueling this inflation problem.
Victoria Craig in Istanbul. Now, as cannabis gets legalized in different parts of the world, so it almost instantly becomes big business. So from today, Germany is the latest country to launch a partial legalization, as BBC's Jessica Parker reports from the eastern city of Dresden.
A group of young men smoke cannabis in a park. Over 18s can now possess up to 25 grams of the drug in public, enough for dozens of joints, and grow up to three plants at home. This is Neustadt, the heart of Dresden's alternative scene, where we meet Marcel Ritschel.
Some German people drink their beer after work, and we just want to smoke our weed after work.
He wants to set up a newly allowed, not-for-profit cannabis social club.
Like a gardening club, but for hemp.
To grow and distribute the drug to members.
Every gram from cannabis, which goes from the cannabis social club, is 1 gram that's not on the black market.
What do you say to people who say, look, cannabis is addictive and it is harmful, especially to young people?
Everything has dark sides, and you have to know about the dark sides, and only when it's not illegal you can freely talk about these dark sides.
Legalisierung weiterer Drogen, den Konsum bei Kindern und Jugendlichen eindämmen werden. Das ist der größte Blödsinn, den ich je gehört habe, liebe Kolleginnen und Kollegen.
There was a stormy debate in Parliament over these changes, which are controversial and complex. The social clubs will be for German residents only to guard against cannabis tourism, but they can't open until July. Alexander Poitz from the German Police Union believes demand will outstrip legal supply.
Wir vermuten, dass der Schwarzmarkt gestärkt werden wird.
We assume that the black market will be strengthened, particularly at the beginning in the chaos phase, when demand will be great because of the signal this law sends. The black market and criminal networks will adapt, and they will also infiltrate the social clubs.
Conservatives have promised to reverse the changes if they get into power.
That's the BBC's Berlin correspondent, Jessica Parker, bringing us to the end of this edition of the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.